Oh, I'm just great, Gary, and a happy green day to you. And right off the bat, I feel like giving you the litterpreventionprogram.com award for your advocacy on this issue. It's great that you're talking about it. Well, that's one of the perceptions. That's one of the opinions that people have of people that litter. Thoughtless is another one. Thoughtless. Rude. Inconsiderate. Although some people's opinion, according to this research I'm looking at from 2007, from the Keep Britain Tidy organization, which has been going on since 1955, started by a bunch of activist women after the war. And this organization has put out a wonderful chart, Gary, of the five types of litterers. Okay, the first type is the beautifully behaved litterer. This is almost half the population of litterers, and they use this excuse for dropping litter. They don't see it as a problem. They were brought up not to litter and not to drop it, and they blame poor parenting. Okay, get that one. Now, this is all from a national survey that Britain did of thousands and thousands and thousands of litterers. And then, because they do this in the private sector a lot, right? They look at attitudes and opinions if they want to solve a problem. So they wanted to find out, who are we dealing with? Now, what is the opinion of this person if they're caught littering? They're embarrassed, and they pick it up immediately. Whatever item, if they were called on it, they would be embarrassed, they would pick it up. That's called the beautifully behaved group, and they make up 43% of that population in Britain. Okay, that's number one group. There's four more. There's the justifiers, that comprise 25% of the population. And their excuse? Everyone else is doing it. And there aren't enough bins. There's a lack of bins to put the stuff in, and everyone else is doing it, so what if I do it too? Big deal, right? Now, yeah, absolutely. We say put it in your pocket, not on the ground. Or we say don't leave home without your litter bag. There's ways you can deal with this stuff. If people think about it, they will, most people. Now, the opinion, if they're caught littering, is they'd be embarrassed, and they pick up the item. And the opinion that people have of that person is lazy. Those are the justifiers. Now, if you take the 25% and you take the 43%, so if you add the beautifully behaved litterers and the justifier litterers, you've got 68% of the population who would pick it up if they were called on it. So that's actually good news, because there's hope. You know, people can break this bad habit. They can cure this behavior. In fact, I would say to you, Gary, that the single most green act any person can do, if they want to be green, if they want to love the planet, the single most act they can do, and the easiest thing they can do, it's just a good matter of good housekeeping, it's don't throw it down, don't litter. It's so easy to do, so we can solve this thing. Now let me go on with the categories if you wish. Life's too short and am I bothered? 12% of the population. They have more important things to do than use a litter bin, unaware of the consequences of littering, and if they were aware of those consequences, they wouldn't care. And they wouldn't feel guilty about littering, they wouldn't pick up the item, and they may even be rude and aggressive. Okay, now this is 12% of the population. Now guess what the traits of this group are. I didn't go over the traits of the other group, because they're willing to pick it up, but this group is not. And the study found that they are young male smokers. Okay, then you have the guilty type of litterer. That's 10% now. They knew littering was wrong and they felt guilty. But carrying litter around is so inconvenient, Gary. Yeah, so they litter secretly. No, under hedges, under the cover of darkness. Secretly. Drop it when they think no one's looking. You know, that potted plant in your downtown. That beautiful landscaping that somebody's done. You tuck it somewhere under there. I found a shopping cart in the woods, you know, like, it's crazy what people do. Coffee cups. and the right on the bank ledge. It's just so that's the guilty type. They'd feel guilty if they were caught, and they would offer to pick up the item immediately. The blamers, 9% of people blame the council for inadequate bin provision and fast food operators for overpackaged food. They'd be embarrassed and they would pick up the item whilst making excuses about their behavior. And you're right, it says they're lazy.